感谢主，大家平安。
We thank the Lord and may peace be with you all.
虽然天气不太好，但是我们都能够一起聚，来参加安息日，求主能够特别看顾我们。
Even though the weather is not very good, but we can all gather here to observe the Sabbath day, and we ask the Lord to take care of all of us.
在不好的天气啊，我们自己要小心，不论是走路或开车。
When there is bad weather, we all have to be careful whether it is in walking or in driving.
我们特别求主耶稣保守看顾我们，能够出入都能够得到平安。
We also especially pray and ask the Lord to guide us so that as we go in and out of our homes, he may keep us.
我们刚刚所唱的诗歌啊。
Just now we sang a hymn.
这中文诗歌跟英文不太一样。
The Chinese translation and the English are not the same.
英文诗歌是根据箴言的七章二节。
The English translation is based on Proverbs chapter 7 verse 2.
说遵守神的命令就能够得到存福。
It says that if you keep the teachings of the Lord, you will be blessed.
说保守神的法则啊。好像保守眼中的瞳人一样。
It says that
七章二节。
It says, "Keep my teaching as the apple of your eye."
这个中文的诗歌是我们教会的长辈把它改写过。
And the Chinese version has been translated by an older member of our church.
是谈到祷告。
And the lyrics then talk about prayer.
说与神灵交呢，这个题目是与神灵交。
And the title becomes communion with God.
说神子啊，就是指的我们信徒啊，跪在神的面前祷告。
It says the children of God kneel before God in prayer.
身心圣洁，非常的诚心。他说，忽然就升到第三层天。
And it says because the children of God has pure and holy hearts, they ascend to the third heaven.
圣父啊，他非常的慈爱，就召我们进到他的面前。
And out of the loving kindness of the Father, He brings us before Him.
他的主手按在我们的肩上。
And He lays His hand on our shoulders.
他的慈爱的脸靠近我们的身边。
And He draws Himself close to us.
慈爱的膀臂来拥抱我们。
And He uses His loving arms to hold us.
然后问我们说，你所求的是哪一件呢？你要求什么呢？
And he asks us what it is that you request.
他说，我就说啊，现在有很多的思虑累住我的心。
Then I reply, there are many burdens in my heart.
肉体上有时候有一些情欲就辖制我们。
And sometimes because of flesh, we are bounded.
世界充满着罪恶。
The world is full of sin and it is corrupt.
他说教会有时候也会有极度纷争。
And even within the church, sometimes there are divisions.
说天父啊，求你能够垂怜看顾。
Oh Father, may you have mercy and take care of us.
他说我们主要先求神国神义啊，我们的生活神就赏赐完全。
And if we can seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then He will provide for our daily lives.
我们如果所道理啊，不沾恶俗，神就保守我们身心圣洁完全。
And if we keep to the teachings and avoid doing evil things, then God will keep us and make us complete.
我们天天攻克己心呐，我们就结出灵果啊，所以能够得到完全。
And every day we train ourselves so that we can become complete.
如果彼此谦卑相爱啊，教会就能够在主里面合一完全。
It also says that if we can be humble and love each other, then the church will also be perfect before the Lord.
所以一首诗歌啊，就是一篇道理。
So this hymn itself is a sermon.
这个内容相当好哦。
The contents are very good.
所以我们如果懂中文的话，可以啊，根据这个诗歌来唱，让我们呢充满着安慰， 充满着鼓励。
So if you can read Chinese, then you can sing according to the Chinese translation, and it will fill you with comfort and encouragement.
我们今天早上来学习祈祷的意义跟目的。
This morning we would like to study the meaning and purpose of prayer.
我们知道这个祷告是一种属灵上的奥秘。
We know that prayer itself is a wonder in spirit.
我们的信仰啊，不只是一种风闻有神。
In our faith, we do not only merely say that
there is God. 要慢慢地达到我亲眼看到神。
But instead, we need to reach the point where we can see God with our own eyes.
因为信仰不是飘忽不定的，而是一种很真实，而且能够让你去体会得到的。
Because our faith is substantial, it is real, and you can experience it.
所以约翰说，我们领受了这个生命之道。
Therefore, John says that we have received this word of life.
因为这是我们亲耳听见、亲眼看见、亲手摸到的。
This is something that we have heard with our own ears of, and we have touched with our own hands.
所以我们就可以借着祷告啊，去摸到神。
So through prayer, we can touch God.
祷告虽然很简单啊，每个人都会。
Even though prayer is very simple and all of us know how to do it.
但实际上祷告也是不容易的。
But in fact, prayer is not so easy.
为什么有的人啊，他的祷告啊有功效？
Why is it that some people, their prayers are effective?
有的人啊，在祷告上却好像得不到什么样的功效。
And some people, their prayers are not as effective.
圣经里面说啊，不是神的手臂缩短。
The Bible tells us that it is not because God's arm is not long enough to reach.
也不是神的耳朵啊听不见了。
It is also not because God is hard of hearing.
往往是我们跟神之间啊有一些障碍。
But oftentimes it is because there are obstacles between us and God.
所以让我们的祷告没有办法达到神的耳中。
That cause our prayers to not be able to reach God.
所以不是去埋怨神，而是调整我们自己。
So at those times we do not complain against God. Instead, we examine ourselves.
好像你家里面的电视啊不清楚，声音啊画面声音都不清楚。
Just like, for example, if your television set at home, is blurry in its.
你不能够怪电视台啊。
It's blurry or its sound is not good. You cannot blame.
你要调整你的那个电视，调整开关。
Instead, you have to adjust the television itself.
要找出它的原因来。
You have to find out the reason why it's blurry and the sound is not good.
当你找到了毛病以后画面就清楚，声音就清楚了。
Once you have found the problem and fixed it, then the video and the audio will be very good.
我们跟神之间的交通也是一样。
It is the same with our communication with God.
我们来看诗篇六十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇第二节。
Psalm 65, verse 2.
六十五篇第二节。
Psalm 65, verse 2.
听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来就近你。大卫在这里讲到说啊，神是听祷告的主。
Here David tells us that God is a God who hears prayer.
凡有血气的，就是所有的人呐、都要来就近神，向神祷告。
And all those who have flesh, that is all people, needs to draw near to God and pray.
所以这里很清楚讲，神是听祷告的神。
Here it tells us very clearly that God is a God who hears our prayers.
我们人就是借着祷告来亲近神。
And for human beings, it is through prayer that we can draw ourselves near to God.
有的人说啊，人跟动物不一样的地方。
Some people say that what this distinguishes humans from animals.
就是人会祷告。
Or that humans know how to pray.
所以说人是祷告的动物。
So that they say that humans are a prayerful species.
我们没有听过说什么动物会祷告。
We have not heard of any animals that pray.
但是人就是不一样。
But humans are different.
因为神造人的时候啊，用土来造。
Because when God formed human beings, He formed them with the ground.
神为他吹一口气，所以他变成有灵的活人。
and after God breathed into its nostrils, it became a living being.
原文的意思就是活着的魂, living soul.
And the original meaning of the word is living soil.
人跟动物不一样啊, 就是人有神的灵。
And what is different between human beings and animals is that human beings have the Spirit of God.
所以一般人讲啊, 人叫做万物之灵。
That is why
我们人啊, 有灵, 有神的灵。
Because human beings have the Spirit of God.
所以人有聪明智慧。
And therefore, human beings have intelligence and wisdom.
人会去研究啊, 去考究神所创造的万物。
Human beings can observe and study the creations of God.
人会改善生活的环境。
They can also alter the environment around them.
人会利用神所造的万物来创造发明更多的东西。
And they know how to use the creations of God and alter them to invent new things.
因为这是神给人有一个特殊的智慧聪明。
Because this is a special wisdom and intelligence that God has given to human beings.
但是人因为有出于神的灵,
but because human beings has this spirit from God,
所以人有一种本能啊, 会去寻求神。
So human beings also have this innate want to search for God.
会找神啊, 跟神在灵里面的交通。
They will search for God and try to find communication with God's Spirit. This sets human beings apart from other animals.
我们看诗篇的五篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 5, verse 1.
诗篇五篇第一节。
Psalm 5, verse 1.
神啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。第二节，Verse 2，我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。第三节，Verse 3，神啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意。 并要警醒，这也是大卫的诗歌啊。
This is also another psalm of David.
谈到这个祷告的意义。
It talks about the meaning of prayer.
祷告的意义就是人向神呼求。
The meaning of prayer is a calling from human beings to God.
神听到了人的呼求以后，对人的垂听跟回应。
And after God hears the cry of man, he heeds their prayer and he replies their prayer.
大卫说啊, 神啊, 求你能够留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思意念。
Here David says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation.
因为你是我的神，我的王，我生命的主宰。
Because you are my king and my God, and you control my life.
就表示我们祷告是有对象。
Here it tells us that when we pray, we have to pray to someone.
神是全能的慈爱的神。
Because God is an almighty and merciful God.
他在垂听我们的呼求的声音。
He will heed to our voice.
而我们呢, 在神的面前来陈明我们的心意。 把我们的心思意念呢, 表明在神面前。
And before God, we can reveal what is in our heart and let him know what we are thinking.
在神的面前警醒祷告。
And pray before God.
然后啊, 神在天上啊, 垂听我们的声音, 回应我们。
Then God in heaven will give heed to the voice of our cries and he will reply to our prayer.
所以这叫做祷告。
This is prayer.
因为这个祷告包括两方面，一个是人的呼求，神的回应。
Prayer has two aspects. One is the calling of man, and second is the reply of God.
为什么人要呼求神？
Why do man have to call to God?
因为我们人的力量有限。
It is because our strength is limited.
我们生活当中很多啊，我们人力没有办法克服的困难。
In our lives, there are many things that we cannot overcome through our own strength.
人在困难当中啊，当然要去寻求依靠，寻求帮助。
And of course, then in difficulty, we need to call out for help.
所以人向神呼求啊，这不是羞耻的事情。
That is why for a human being to for a person to call out to God for help is not shameful.
好像婴孩啊，遇到困难，他会哭，会叫妈妈啊来帮助他。
It is the same as an infant, when he or she meets difficulties, they will also cry to their mothers or fathers.
所以我们人了解我们人能力的有限啊，呼求神这是很自然的。
So for human beings to recognize that our strength is limited and we cry out to God, that is also very natural.
听看诗篇的九篇二十节。
Listen to Psalm 9 verse 20.
诗篇九篇二十节。
Psalm 9 verse 20.
神啊，求你使外邦人恐惧啊，愿他们知道自己不过是人。好，这里说啊，人就是人呐、
啊。Here it tells us that human that men are men.
人不能够什么骄傲自大，以为自己很了不起的。
That there is nothing for them to be proud of.
人虽然智慧高，才能也有一定的智慧才能呐、
啊。Even though they have wisdom, they have intelligence.
但是啊，也有很多啊，我们能力达不到的事情。
Yet there are many things that they cannot do with their own abilities.
所以人只不过是人。
Therefore, human beings are merely human beings.
路加福音说啊，我们没有办法靠着我们人的实力，让我们多活一刻钟，或者是多长一寸。
The book of Luke tells us that we cannot, human beings cannot rely on their own abilities to live a little bit longer or grow a little bit taller.
他说这个最小的事情啊，我们都不能够做到。
It says that even these very minute things we cannot accomplish.
可以让我们知道说人的力量是有限的。
And this lets us know that our strength is very limited.
诗篇的144篇啊，讲到146篇讲到说，人有时候会去依靠君王啦，或者是有势力的人。
Psalm 146 tells us that sometimes human beings will rely on kings and people in power.
事实上，他们气息一断了，一切都消失掉了，不能给你什么样的帮助。
But in fact, those people will be in authority for a short while, but after that they are gone, so they cannot be really helpful.
所以，人想要靠自己、靠势力啊。会让人感到失望的。
So if one tries to rely on an individual strength, he will be disappointed.
所以在那个困难当中，人很自然会去找神。
Therefore, in difficulties, it is natural for human beings to search for God.
看罗马书一章十九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
一章十九节。
Romans 1:19.
神的事情，人所能够知道的，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明。说人的心啊，会自然知道有神的存在，会去找神。
Here it tells us that, the heart of man knows the existence of God, and it searches for God.
所以中国人讲啊，穷极乎天啊，痛极乎娘。疼痛的时候叫妈妈。
Therefore, there's a Chinese saying that says that when one is feeling pain, he or she can call out to his
mother. 小孩子啊，受伤了，他就哭啊，叫妈妈。
Like a child when it is hurt, it calls to its mother.
啊，人在那个困境啊，走投无路了，就是呼天。
But the second part of the saying says that when a person reaches the end of the road, he also calls to heaven.
耶拿书里面有一个故事啊。
In the book of Jonah, there is a story.
啊，因为耶拿不去传警告。
Because Jonah did not want to preach warnings.
啊，他都要逃到西班牙去。
And he wanted to run away to Spain.
结果上了船以后啊，遇到大风浪。
So after he got onto the boat, they met up with a great wind.
哦，无论怎么样尽力啊，那个船就是稳不住。
And no matter what they tried to do, the boat could not be stable.
把东西通通丢到海里面了，还是一样快沉下去了。
Even when they tried to throw everything overboard, the boat was still almost.
所有全船的人啊，就大声呼喊啊，个人求助自己的神呐。
So everyone on the boat cried aloud. Each to his own God.
所以人在困境当中啊，很自然会去寻求神。
So we know that for people in a time of crisis, they naturally call out to God.
所以保罗说啊，我喜欢夸口自己的软弱。
Therefore, Paul says that I boast of my weaknesses.
因为当我知道我自己软弱的时候。
Because when I recognize my own weakness,
啊，我就晓得去祷告神。
Then I realize that I can go pray to God.
那神的能力就帮助我。
God's strength will help me.
我就可以在软弱当中啊得到刚强起来了。
Then in my weakness, I become strong.
所以人知道说人的能力有限啊，很自然会去寻求神的帮助。
So when a person realizes that his or her abilities are limited, they will quickly go and search for help from God.
真神虽然我们看不见，
even though we cannot see this true God,
但是神是存在的。
Yet we know he exists.
他在暗中啊来眷顾我们世人。
That he sustains us human beings in the darkness.
他有丰盛的能力跟慈爱。
He has abundant grace and mercy and power.
我们看希伯来书二章第六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 6.
希伯来书二章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 6.
二章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 6.
说但有人在经上某处证明说人算什么呢？你竟顾念他；世人算什么呢？你竟眷顾他。其实这是大卫的诗歌，在诗篇的第八篇。
This is in fact a psalm of David in Psalm 8.
大卫说啊，他每天啊啊在草地上牧羊的时候。
David says that every day when he was shepherding.
他观看啊所有天地万物啊。他觉得说哇神实在太伟大了。
He sees all the creations of God and he realizes how great and magnificent God is.
整个宇宙当中啊人啊好像那个说啊好像一堆蚂蚁里面的一堆一个一只小蚂蚁一样啊。
And he says that of all the creations in the world,human beings are just like little ants.
虽然人这么渺小，人的能力这么有限。
And even though this is how small man is, and this is how weak their
abilities are. 但是神
啊，
却能够在暗中啊来帮助、来眷顾人。
Yet God takes care of people, and He is mindful of them.
就是大卫在生活当中的体会。
This is the experience of David from his daily life.
因为他在牧羊当中啊，曾经遇到很多的危险。
Because while he was shepherding, he once met up with many dangers.
有时候狮子来了，熊来了。
Sometimes the lion would come or the bear.
他就靠神帮助啊，神给他力量啊，就把狮子、把熊把他打死。
Then relying on the strength that God gives him, he will defeat the lion and the bear.
啊，把那个羊啊，从狮子的嘴中啊，又把它救回来。
And deliver the sheep out of the mouth of the lion.
所以人虽然很渺小，人的力量有限。
So even though human beings are small and the strength are minute,
但是神却无时无刻啊。啊，都在眷顾我们。
But God is always mindful of them.
我们看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 15.
诗篇三十五篇三十四篇的十五节。
Psalm 34, verse 15.
三十四篇十五节。
Verse 15.
神的眼目看顾义人。他的耳朵听他们的呼求，十六节。
Verse 16。
神向行恶的人变脸，要从世上除灭他们的名号，十七节。
Verse 17。
义人呼求，神听见了，便救他们脱离一切的患难。神靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。十九节。
Verse 19。
一人都有苦难，但神就救他脱离这一切。哦，这都是大卫在生活当中的体验。
These are all experiences from David's daily life.
说神在天上啊，监察地面上的万人。
He says that God from heaven looks down on all the people of the world.
他是全能的神，他是慈爱的神，他也是公义的神。
He is an almighty God. He is an all-knowing God, and he is also a just God.
他看顾义人啊，听他们的呼求。
He sees the righteous, and he hears their cry.
所以义人一祈求啊，神听见，马上救他们脱离一切的患难。
So when a righteous person cries out to God, God immediately hears them and delivers them out of their troubles.
虽然义人也会遇到苦难。
Even though the righteous will also face difficulties.
但是他们呼求神啊，神就拯救他们脱离一切的患难。
Yet when they cry out to God, God delivers them out of all their troubles.
所以神是眷顾人啊，听人祷告的神。
Therefore God is one who cares for man and hears their prayer.
我们看使徒行传十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
使徒行传十七章二十七节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 27.
十七章二十七节。
Acts 17:27.
说要叫他们寻求神啊，或者可以揣摩而得，即使他离我们个人不远。保罗在向希腊人讲道理。
Here Paul was speaking to the Greek.
说你们很会拜神，但是你们找到了不正确的神。
He says, you know how to worship God very well, but you have not found the right God.
有一位啊，你们不认识，但是应当敬拜的神。
There is a God who is unknown to you. Him, you should worship.
他是造物主啊，也是赏赐圣灵气息万物给我们享用的神。
He is the God who made the world and everything in it.
他造我们人啊，让我们生活在地面上。
And he created us human beings so that we can live on earth.
所以我们什么时候要出生，要住在哪里，我们不自己没有办法决定。
So that where we are born, when we are born, cannot be decided by ourselves.
因为人的一生啊，都掌握在神的手中。
Because our life is in the hands of God.
所以当人啊，晓得没有办法靠自己掌握自己的命运的时候。
So when a person realizes that he himself cannot dictate his own fate,
人人自然会去寻求神。
Then he will naturally go and search out
God. 他说你要寻求神啊，神就让你寻见。
And it says that if you search for God, if you seek the Lord, then God will allow you to find
him. 虽然你看不到神，但是神离你不远。
And even though you cannot see God, he is not far from each
one of us. 因为神就在我们的身边呐，啊，我们随时都可以向他求告，他就随时来眷顾我们。
Because God is beside all of us, and we can call out to him at any time, and he will come and take care of us.
所以我们要寻求神呐，就能够让你寻见。
And therefore, if we seek God, he will be found.
啊，你祷告神，神就把那个又大又难的事情啊，都会向你显明啊，啊来指示你。
And if you pray to God, then God will reveal to you the great and mysterious things and teach you.
所以这是祷告的意义啊。
This is the meaning of prayer.
人知道自己的极限，向神呼求。
That human beings recognize their own weaknesses and they cry out to God.
神随时随地垂听我们的祷告，啊，来帮助我们，搭救我们。
And anywhere, at any time, God will heed our prayers and he will reply to us.
啊，我们祷告啊，有四个目的。
And when we pray, that we have four goals.
第一个就是跟神在灵里面的交通。
The first is to have spiritual communion with God.
我们看诗篇的六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 46.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
第八节。
Verse 8.
六十二篇啊，第八节。
Psalm 62, verse 8.
你们众民当时时倚靠他，在他面前啊，倾心吐意。神是我们的避难所。这里讲到这个祈祷，就是在神的面前呢，倾心吐意。
Here it tells us that prayer is to pour out our heart before God.
我们知道，我们人跟神之间呢，可以借着祷告互相的交通。
We know that between human beings and God, through prayer, we can communicate with one
another. 因为这是一种自然的本能。
And we know that this is an innate behavior.
所以祷告就是我们灵命啊啊的一种泉源。
Prayer is a way for us to communicate spiritually.
啊，一个不晓得祷告的人呐、啊，就好像把井啊啊用很多东西把它塞住了，那个水就出不来。
And a person who does not know how to pray is like a person who has a well, but he puts stones over the well so that the water can come out.
我们把我们心灵的这个障碍把它除掉，我们可以在神的面前呢、啊、倾心吐意。
But when we remove all the obstacles in our heart, then we can have a pure heart before God.
可以把我们心中的一些喜乐也好、愁苦也好，通通吐在神的面前。
We can communicate with God directly and pour out to Him all of the troubles and the thoughts in our heart.
啊，然后从神那里再领受啊更多的帮助跟能力。
Then we can receive more help and strength from God.
所以说啊，这个祷告是暗中在跟神之间的交通。
Prayer is a way for us to communicate with God spiritually.
所以主耶稣说啊，你祷告的时候啊，不要在那个很多人呐 在十字路口啊啊故意表祷告给人看。
Therefore, Jesus says that when you pray, do not pray at the corners of the street or in places where there are a lot of people.
你在暗中啊啊祷告神。
But when you pray and you're in an inner room and pray to God,
用你心灵的隐秘处啊，啊来跟神交通
，and you can communicate with God, with the deepest thoughts in your heart.
啊，神会在暗中来报答你。
Then God will repay you.
啊，所以这个祷告就好像一棵树啊，把它栽在溪水旁，让、啊、它暗中啊不断吸收水分养分。
Prayer is just like a tree planted by the river.And in secret or behind the scenes, it is receiving nutrient from God.
我们在暗中啊，祷告神，就从神那里不断的得到安慰、得到能力、得到恩惠。
So when we pray in secret, God will also reward us and take care of us and comfort us in secret.
所以有的人讲说，这个祷告啊，就是属灵上的一种呼吸。
Therefore, some people describe prayer.As breathing spiritually,
我们知道这个呼吸啊，就把我们啊身体上的一些废气啊、二氧化碳把它吐出来。
We know that when we breathe, we are releasing some of the gas that some of the carbon dioxide and other
啊，然后啊，吸收一些新鲜的空气。
Other things out, and we breathe in fresh air.
我们这样不断的环路循环啊，我们身体就觉得很健康啊。
And if we continue to breathe this way, then we will feel very healthy.
啊，同样的，我们在灵性上也是一样。
Similarly, spiritually, it is the same.
不管你遇到什么愁苦患难呐、啊，你通通把它倾吐在神的面前。
No matter what kind of difficulties you face, you can pour out before God.
啊，然后神的能力就覆庇我们。
Then the strength of God will come upon us.
让我们在软弱当中啊，重新靠着主啊，啊能够重新站立起来，重新得到刚强。
So that in our weakness we can rely on the Lord and we can stand up again.
所以这个叫做在神的面前呢、啊，倾心吐意。
And this is what is meant by pouring out our hearts before God.
好像哈拿，他因为心中愁苦很多。
Just like Hannah, because there was a lot of trouble in her heart.
所以到祭司那里啊，去祷告神。
So she went to the priest to pray to God.
以利一开始啊，说啊，你这个妇人啊，你不要再醉酒了。
At first, Eli thought that she was drunk and told her to stop drinking.
啊，因为他心中很愁苦啊，说没有出声，主动追成。
It says that because she was so bitter in her heart, although she was not, although she had no voice, yet her mouth was moving.
所以先知都看错了啊，误会他。
So the prophet misunderstood her.
他说我是心里愁苦的妇人呐。
And she said to him that she is bitter.
就清酒浓酒我都没有喝。
She was bitter and she felt anguish. She
我就是在神的面前呐、啊，倾心吐意。
But I pour out my soul before the Lord.
后来以利就对他说：“如果这样的话，愿神啊能够垂听你的祷告。
”Then Eli answered her and said, "If this is the case, then go in peace, And may God, the God of Israel, grant your petition.
后来他啊就很得安慰啊，啊就高高兴兴的回家了，啊就去吃饭了。
And later on, Hannah was comforted. She went home and she ate.
啊，后来神就垂听他的祈求啊，啊，把他所祈求的应许给他。
And later on, God granted to her her petition and provided for her.
所以我们祷告就是在神面前呢、啊，跟神灵里面呢、啊。啊、亲密的交通。
So when we pray, we are spiritually before God, and we communicate with Him intimately.
我们看出埃及记的三十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章二十七节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 37.
三十四章的二十七节。
Chapter 34, verse 27.
神吩咐摩西说：“你要将这些话写在上面，因为我是按着这话与你和以色列人的约。”二十八节。
Verse 28。
摩西在神那里四十昼夜，也不吃饭，也不喝水。神将这个约的话，就是十条诫，写在两块板上。二十九节。
Verse 29.
摩西手里拿着两块滑板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮，因为神让他说话发了光啊。这里讲到摩西第二次上山了、啊，四十昼夜。
Here it talks about the second time when Moses ascended onto the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
啊，结果神把那个滑板啊重新写着。把那个十条诫命重新写在滑板上，让他带下来。
So God wrote for the second time the Ten Commandments on tablets for Moses to bring back down.
当他下山的时候说他的脸都发光了，以色列人不敢靠近他。
And it says that when Moses came down from the mountain, the skin of his face shone so that the Israelites were afraid to draw near.
所以圣经里面说，我们在跟神祷告啊。就好像摩西面对面在跟神讲话一样。
That's why the Bible says that when we pray, we're just like Moses when he was face to face with God.
能够在我们身上啊显出神的荣耀来。
That God's glory can be manifested in us.
我们看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
哥林多后书三章的十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
我们从十二节开始看。
Starting from verse 12。
哥林多后书三章十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12。
我们既然有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说啊，十三节。
Verse 13。
说不像摩西将帕子啊蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将要会者的结局。十四节。
Verse 14。
但他们的心地刚硬，直到进入诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭弃，这帕子在基督里面已经废去了。好，我们调过来看十七节。
Verse 17。
十七节，主就是那个灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得以自由。十八节。
Verse 18。
我们众人既然是敞开脸呢、啊？得以看到主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。那这一章里面谈到这个摩西当时啊，因为跟神面对面讲话啊，就发出荣光来。
This chapter talks about the time when Moses was face to face talking with God, and therefore his face shone of the glory of God.
因为以色列人啊不敢见摩西啊，因为他脸会发光。
And because the Israelites were afraid to face Moses because of the light from his face.
所以摩西要拿一个帕子把脸遮住。
So Moses had to take a veil and veil his face.
啊，这里是谈到说啊，这个旧约啊啊的执事啊，像摩西他是有荣光的。
Therefore, here it tells us that in the Old Testament, workers in the Old Testament, such as Moses, they had this spiritual light.
但是那个荣光啊，是慢慢消失掉的，这是旧约的。
But the glorious light of their face slowly passes away.
也谈到说以色列人啊，不敢见摩西啊，因为有一个帕子把它遮盖。
It also says that the Israelites were afraid to draw themselves near to Moses, and therefore there was a veil.
所以旧约的选民啊，他们对神的旨意啊，好像有一个东西遮盖，没有办法完全的了解。
That's why to the chosen people in the Old Testament times, there was something like a veil blocking them from God. Therefore, they did not have true understanding of God.
啊，那到了新约的选民啊，就不一样了。
But in the New Testament, it is different.
说这个帕子啊已经除掉了，所以我们可以面对面见到神。
It says that this veil has been removed, therefore we can see God face to face.
啊，所以我们现在啊可以直接敞开脸呐 啊对着神。
So our faces are unveiled, and we can face God.
啊，神的荣光啊不断的照耀我们。
And the glory of God, continuously.Shines on us.
他说好像拿一面镜子啊，在那个太阳光底下啊，他就会把那个光啊再反射出来。
It is as if we are a mirror, that is under the sun, that we can reflect, the light in a different
direction. 所以我们常常祷告，就是敞开我们脸啊，跟神啊面对面呐，啊来接受神的荣光的照耀。
So when we often pray, it is us face to face with God, reflect the glorious light of God.
所以渐渐的啊，我们就能够有神的荣光啊，变成神的形象。
And slowly, we have this glorious light of God.
啊，就能够显出啊，荣上加荣。
Then we will have the glory of God.
因为这个是借着神的灵啊，来改变我们呐，让我们生命心意啊都能够更新变化。
Because through the Spirit of God, we are transformed, so that we become.His likeness.
所以保罗说啊，我们跟神啊很密切的交通啊，我们跟神之间啊，就同样一个灵啊，我们在神里面，神在我们里面。
That's why Paul also tells us that when we have when we communicate with God, then spiritually, we will, be with God and God will be in us.
所以犹大书里面说啊，我们要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
Therefore, the book of Jude tells us that we need to often pray in spirit.
啊，因为渐渐的，你就会有主耶稣基督的形象啊，各样的美德、圣灵的果子啊，能够彰显出来。
Because by doing so, we will slowly take the form of Jesus Christ, and we will have the fruit of the Spirit as well.
所以哥林多前书的十四章里面也这样讲。
First Corinthians chapter 14 also tells us
说。领受圣灵说方言啊，是为着要造就我们自己。
That to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongue is to edify ourselves.
啊，因为圣灵要进到我们内心里面，跟我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit comes into our heart to dwell with us.
啊，我们常常祷告啊，啊，圣灵啊，就会让你的生命啊更新变化。
And if we pray often, then the Holy Spirit will transform.Our spirituality.
啊，能够造就我们呐、啊，我们就能够成为一个新的人。
To edify us, so that we become a new man.
啊，这是我们祷告的第一个目的，跟神呐、啊，在灵里面亲密的交通。
This is the first goal of prayer, that we have intimate communication with God in spirit.
啊，能够花，能够显出啊主的形象来。
And so that we can reveal the image of the Lord.
我在工作当中啊，听过很多啊类似的一些见证。
During my work, I have heard many similar testimonies.
我有一次到那个台湾啊，在嘉义靠海边的地方，有一个叫做树谷教会。
And there was one time when I went to a church in Taiwan that was by the sea.
树谷哈，树谷教会啊。
It was called.
那是一个很偏僻的一个地方。
It was called Shigu Church, and it was in a very rural area.
啊，那个教会啊，大概有九十几个信徒。
And that church had about 90 some members.
他们平时的聚会啊，几乎都要百分之百的。平时的安息日聚会啊，几乎都是全部出席的。
During normal Sabbath services, they had an attendance rate of 100%.
那所以虽然是乡下的地方哈、哦，啊，住宿成地不高啊，但是里面出来很多传道者。
And even though it was in a countryside area, and they were not well educated, but many preachers came from that church.
啊，那里有一个姐妹啊，嫁到梅山教会去。
There's a sister there who
嫁到嘉义。
There was a sister there who was married and moved to the church in Jiayi.
啊，这个她生来一个孩子啊，大概还不到两个月啊，她就发现是肠癌。
And after she gave birth to a child, the child was less than 2 months old, and they found that it had a cancer.
所以每天啊，就是一直哭啊，啊，东西都吃不下。
And every day, the infant would cry, and it would not be able to take food.
啊，因为那么小的孩子啊，也没有办法手术啊，啊，就是啊，在医院就等啊。
And because it was such a young child, they could not operate on him, so they just waited in the hospital.
啊，那个时候刚好梅山教会啊要开灵恩会。
At that time, the church in Mei San was about to have a spiritual convocation.
然后母亲就决定说把这个孩子啊带去洗礼。
So the parents decided to take the child to be baptized.
啊，洗礼完以后又回到医院啊，有几天啊比较安静。
After the baptism, they went back to the hospital and remained quiet for a few days.
啊，但是啊，并没有好。
But the infant was not made well.
啊，后来他父母亲啊，这个孩子的父母亲啊，就觉得说啊，他们要带回娘家，就是跑到那个四股教会那边去。
Later on, the parents felt that they wanted to bring the child back to the home of the wife's parents.
啊，想说有家人啊帮忙照顾。
So that the family there can help take care of the child.
那孩子的爸爸，因为看到这个孩子如果这样下去的话，一定没有希望的。
The father saw that if the child continued down this way, it would have no hope.
所以他就舍不得啊这个孩子。
So he felt very.
所以早上一大早啊，就跑到教会里面去祷告。
He felt very sad and. And sorrowful regarding what was happening. So every morning he would go to church and pray.
他说一开始祷告啊，十几分钟啊，哇，觉得腰酸背痛啊。
In the beginning, when he prayed in the mornings, he would feel pain and feel tired after about 15 minutes.
他站起来啊，就想一想啊，我要回去呢，还是要继续祷告？
So he would stand up and think to himself, should I go back home or continue to pray?
我如果继续祷告，哇，这么累。
If I continue to pray, I'm too tired.
啊，但是如果我现在回去啊，我的孩子一定死掉了。
But he says, if I go home right now, my child will surely die.
所以他就再次跪下去。
So he knelt down again.
啊，求主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，你帮助我，给我力量。
And he prayed and asked the Lord Jesus. He said, Lord
Jesus, 啊，让我能够专心祷告，不会觉得累。
Help me so that I can have strength, so that I can focus on prayer and not feel tired.
感谢主啊，他就。专心祷告啊，一下子啊，啊，就圣灵很充满。
Thank the Lord, he was able to concentrate in prayer, and very quickly he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
然后他觉得说，他就进到那个圣灵里面祷告，那个祷告啊，滋味很好。
And he felt like he had entered into the Holy Spirit, the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
不久，他又看到一个异象。
And he felt very good.
发现到他走在一条很亮的路上。
Not long after he saw an image, he saw himself walking
啊，前面
立着啊，down a very long road.
白云啊。
And he saw a white cloud before him.
啊，他就走进那个云里面。
He walked into the cloud.
哇，原来里面啊，是一间非常大的房子。
And inside the cloud, he saw that there was a great house.
啊，有很多的那个啊，人都穿着白衣服。
Many people there were wearing white linen.
啊，他看起来好像啊，好像那个医院一样啊，但是又不像。
He said it looked like a hospital, but it also didn't look like a hospital.
看到有一个床啊，啊，他的孩子就躺在那里。
He saw a bed, and he saw his child lying there.
啊，有一些好像天使啊在照顾他。
And he saw some who were like angels taking care of.
所以他就祷告非常迫切。
So he prayed very earnestly.
他说祷告多久啊？他不知道。
He says he did not remember how long he prayed.
啊，到了中午啊，有一个。啊，他家里的孩子啊，一个大孩子，大概十几岁，来拍他的肩膀。
At noontime, an older child in his house came to church and tapped his shoulder.
啊，叫他说回去吃中饭。
Telling him to go back to have lunch.
啊，他起来看看时间，说已经过了四个小时了。
And when he got up and he looked at his watch, he realized it had been 4 hours.
啊，感谢主啊，他的孩子后来主耶稣医治他好起来。
And thank the Lord, later on, his child was healed by Jesus.
他现在已经大学毕业了。
And now his child has already graduated from university and is working.
后来他们移民到非洲的地方去，在南非。
Later on, they moved to South Africa.
哦， 啊，所以让我们知道说，这个灵里面的祷告哈，真的住在主里面啊，那个不畏啊，觉得累的。
This causes us to realize that prayer in spirit is really in spirit, and it will not cause us to be
tired. 因为那个是在灵里面跟神之间的交通。
Because this is spiritual communication with God.
所以圣经里面叫我们说要在圣灵里面祷告。
That is why the Bible tells us to pray in the Holy Spirit.
好像彼得在祷告说啊，魂流向外。
Just like when Peter was praying, he
他的灵魂好像跑出来了，啊，跑到另外一个境界里面去。
He says that when he was praying, it was as if his spirit came out from his body.
所以看到一些属灵上的异象。
And went into another realm, and he saw some spiritual manifestation.
保罗也说啊，他曾经啊被神啊把他抬到那个第三层天的地方。
Paul also says that he was once lifted up by God into the third heaven.
他说，看到非常美好的光景。
He was able to see some very wonderful sights.
听到非常美妙的声音啊。
And he heard wonderful voices.
他说那个声音啊，是我们没有办法学的。
He said that the voices are voices that we cannot.
他看到那个光景，说世界上没有办法比较的。
And the, what he saw was things that cannot be compared by things of the world.
所以是一个实在好的无比的地方。
He said that it was truly a place that was good beyond compare.
所以这是借着祷告在灵里面啊，跟神深入的交通啊，所进到的一个特殊的境界里面。
And this was truly a special circumstance when in prayer God lifted him into the third heaven.
当然感谢主啊，我们每一个人都得到圣灵。
We thank the Lord that all of us receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要做我们保惠师，要带领看顾我们。
The Holy Spirit is to be our counselor, to guide and comfort us.
也要做我们进天国的凭据。
And it is also evidence for us entering
into heaven. 但是我们不要认为说我得圣灵我就够了。
But we should not think that it is sufficient for us to have the Holy Spirit.
事实上，圣灵是要帮助你啊。进到那个更美的境界里面。
Because in fact, the Holy Spirit is to help you to enter into this more wonderful place.
所以我们要常常善用圣灵，在圣灵里面祷告。
That is why we often need to make use of the Holy Spirit and pray in the Holy Spirit.
跟神之间啊，保持很亲密灵里面的隐秘的灵角。
To keep an intimate spiritual relationship with God.
我们来唱诗406首。
Let's sing hymn 406.